Blog Talk Radio.
Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, no how. Without a song, I've got my troubles and woes, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along, long as a song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, good, no how. Without a song, I've got my troubles and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along, long as the song is sung. So tall, I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song. Without a song.
Understood every word the man sang. Can you do that today? I slapped that bee. I knocked her out in the elevator. I pulled an NFL on her. I dragged her out by 1 foot, waved to the cameras. Yeah, and my dog didn't win the race, so I hung him. Yeah, welcome to the NFL. Tug football. On the way down. Did you ever see something so successful that's going to bite the dust? They're down, my guess is they're down 7% in sales. and it's just beginning. Johnny's Pizza, Papa John's Pizza. He said his customers are getting depressed, and they're not buying pizza because of the NFL. So he dropped his advertising. It's a real joke. NFL now stands for No Fans Left. Did you ever see somebody go to hurt themselves so bad? And who did it? A spoiler. A guy who couldn't hold his job. And he said, if I'm not going to have a job, neither is anybody else. Because I'm taking care of me first. He's a real American, isn't he? Team. The team is everything. Yeah. So why does he wear Che Guevara t-shirts and pig cop socks? You think he's telling everybody to go to church on Sunday? Speaking of going to church on Sunday, on the way to my Scotch Catholic church, I'm a Roman and a Roman Catholic. I pass I think it's Baptist, all black church. The parking lot, we went to early mass today. We usually go to noontime. At noontime, they're still there from the early mass. We do the hour, and the priest says, go now and love one another, and we kill each other in the parking lot. These people, they're in there for half a day at least. The parking lot is full, all nice cars, just like in my parish. Everybody comes dressed properly. Nobody going up to receive communion in a halter. Yeah, with cheeks hanging out of shredded dungarees. Yeah. Oh, you couldn't do that in my time. In my time, the Monsignor stood outside the church and watched everybody going in. And one of the last guys coming in late was a guy named Santos Castelluso. And he had on peg pants with a size 8 pants. They were black with fuchsia pistol pockets and chartreuse and saddle stitching down the sides. And the Monsignor said, where are you going, son? He says, I'm going to church. He said, no, you're not. Go home, put some clothes on. Now today, you can go in there in a negligee. It's terrible. But you know what's really terrible? Gays that walk into a church to receive communion and spit it in the face of the priest. You ever see that? You couldn't have done that in my father's time. Everybody would have got a knuckle sandwich. But today is different. What's his name? The guy that was molesting women, but they never caught him. David Letterman. He was mocking Sarah Palin for the communists. And he said her youngest daughter, should get raped by A-Rod in the seventh inning stretch. And he said this to at least 2 or 3 million viewers. Okay? And I'm going to talk to you about that viewer count. If that was my father's daughter, outside the stage door, waiting for David to get off work, would have been my old man. And his famous saying is, we'll make short work of this guy. So, I was going to talk to you about stats. I see Sean Hannity, they say, is now number 2 at Fox. And they give him a viewer count of 2 million. Now, they say that Rachel Maddow is number 1 at NBC, and they give her a viewer count of 3 million. Must be a lot of communists out there, because I don't know anybody that watches NBC anymore. Yeah, as a matter of fact, NBC stands for nothing but communists. ABC stands for Always Be Communist. CNN stands for the Communist Nut Network. Yeah, it's really terrible. So we're talking about stats, and then I'm going to jump back to that black church. So I see Hannity stats 2 million. I see Rachel Madcow 3 million. And then I happen to come across Trump's Twitter views. Do you know how many people follow Trump on Twitter? Are you ready for this? 45 million. 45 million. He gets another 20 million followers. He'll have 65 million. He can walk away with the presidency in the second term and then turn it over to Pence for 16 more years. Or 8 more years. Yeah, that'll be 16 years under the Trumpeteers. And Trump saved the nation. So where is he tonight? Tonight he's in Japan heading to Vietnam, I think. He has a good relationship with the Japanese people. He has a good relationship with the Prime Minister of Japan. And, what was surprising today? Well, let me not digress. Let me go back. So Trump's got a good following on Twitter. And he went around all the communist media with their phony polls. Did you ever see their polls? Trump's only at 23%. Yeah, if Trump's at 23%, Moses was an Apache. They lie, man. They do the old Soviet lie. Tell it long enough and often enough, and everybody will believe it. So I passed this black church. It's packed. And I, in my mind, I'm playing the gospel music. And I'll tell you something about gospel blacks. I'm not talking about the phony ones like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, who play their people and pocket the money. They both showed up out in Ferguson. You know, Ferguson is the only town where the Hindu merchants got together and they asked the mayor to build the wall to keep the customers out. So, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton showed up in Ferguson. You know what the people said when they got there? They shouted, "Has anybody got 100 bills for Al and Jesse?" What they were saying is, they're not with us. They're here to loot us. We know the game. But anyway, going back to that black gospel church. Gospel blacks are deeply religious, and they're committed to one God. They're committed to Jesus. Jesus is on their lips all day long. You think gospel blacks are going to stay in a communist party that kills black babies? Do you think gospel blacks are going to stay in a communist party that kills babies, period? Do you think gospel blacks haven't seen their sons and grandsons OD on drugs are going to be in a party that wants to go from marijuana to fentanyl? Do you think they're going to be in the party of death to little children? Do you think they're going to be in a party that threw God out at the 2012 convention? They only want to talk about Jesus. They love Jesus. They sing to him hours and hours. Gospel blacks will not be in the Democrat Party too much longer. I believe they're gone already. And I'll tell you who else is not going to be in the Party de la Muerte. Latino families. Latinos want what's best for their children. And no God, no country, no flag, no anthem. That's not good for their kids. They want their kids to be successful and live the American dream. They don't want to see them selling dope or dropping out of school. So, having said that, I just want you to know that If you want the proof of the pudding, the all-inclusive Democrat Party had two candidates. Both were white. One was already bought and paid for. There were no candidates of color when Hillary ran for the presidency. I'll give you a little gospel.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make, I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can praise his name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, where I can praise his name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burdens there. I need a church where I can praise his name. I need a hand clapping.
Come on, hands.
Church, where I can praise his name.
Oh.
Hands clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church, where I can praise his name. I gotta get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can praise his name.
I need a church that don't mind praising the Lord. In a church, we all on one accord, but we dance and shout away from morning until day. Yeah,
I need a church where I can praise his name.
Oh, I need a church where the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give? Sing, shout, praise all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can praise.
Praise.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lift up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I want to come along.
I really do.
Okay, we're back. Wasn't that soul-stirring? When I passed that church, I want to run in and talk to the parishioners, but they think I was a crazy white man. But I do sympathize with them, and I know what they go through. As neighborhoods change, some churches stay behind to take care of the new flock. My church does that. And the gospel churches, many of them already, they're trapped. But they're not trapped because they want to be there to minister to their people. I cannot see a lover of Jesus Christ in the Democrat Party. I'll tell you, you cannot be Irish Catholic and be in the Democrat Party. It goes against everything that your ancestors suffered and died for. The Irish were slaves for 700 years. It is sad to see an Irish Catholic in the party of death to little children. There's a governor that's running, the guy's running for governor in New Jersey. He's Irish. I'm not even going to say he's Catholic. And he's stating that he's going to turn New Jersey into a sanctuary state. Now, do you think he has the best interest of the people of New Jersey at heart? No. He's a Democrat communist flunky. And the sad part is there's good money in communism. And they're all raking it in. And they don't give two shiites about their constituents. They only use them in fake polls. When you hear a guy like Chuck Schumer say, baby murder is settled law. I don't see Chuck Schumer saying baby murder is, he doesn't say baby murder, he says Roe v. Wade. But that's baby murder. Anytime you slice and dice a child and then sell its body parts, you're worse than a cannibal. And you're going to pay for it. Nobody gets off the hook. Nobody gets out of this world alive, and nobody gets off the hook. So, save one, you may save your soul. Do you believe in a soul? When does the soul arrive? Does it arrive when the sperm penetrates the egg? And that's three liberty bells straight across, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Is that jackpot? The soul is God's black box. It goes to heaven to tell your story. And if you were a babe in a womb and somebody tore you to pieces, God knows about it. He's got the black box. It is sad. And it seems like the government can only make money on terror of the innocent. It is unbelievable that my tax dollars are going to support baby murder. Okay, I'll read you a little bit and then I'll play you a tune. The title of my show tonight is Communist Spillover. The word communist has been erased from the minds of Americans. Just like the devil doesn't want you to know he is alive and well. So he makes you forget about him. You don't see him, you don't hear him, but his deeds are everywhere. And that's the same with communism. International communism is a movement throughout the world. The clenched fist is not the symbol of black power. That's a copy symbol of black power. The original clenched fist is international communism. You'll see it all the time. You'll see it on Earth Day. That's Lenin's birthday, by the way. So, communist spillover. If you want to see the real Communist Democrat Party, just look at the party platform to elect a crook. Two candidates, Hillary and Bernie, who sold out his followers. Bernie talks the talk, but he takes the payoff. Oh, you saying, can you prove it? No, I can't prove it. I can't prove it. But what do you think? Huh? He told his constituents, he told his lackeys, he was going to fight for them tooth and nail on the convention floor. And when he got to the door, he said, I'm not going in today. And he went and bought a third socialist house for $625,000. I wonder if that was part of that $1.5 billion Obama gave to the Iranians. Did the Iranians call up and say they were $625 short? Yeah. He gave that money to the Iranians. Now, what do you think the Iranians did with that money? They bought explosives to blow the legs off of American GIs. So in effect, Obama paid the Iranians to kill. Do you know what the body count is under Obama? The press hid it from you. You don't know Bukis. You don't know about, the only casualties you know about under Obama for 8 years was Benghazi. For the first time in American history, we left men to die. That shame will be with me the rest of my life. Not even an attempt. Not even a fake attempt. And Hillary Clinton said she would be there to get the 3 a.m. phone call, but she didn't tell you she would hang up on it. They didn't have to die. We could have got them. and they believed they were going to be rescued. When they saw the mortar platoon setting up outside the compound, they laser painted the entire setup so that the first plane in could take them out. And they never heard the bugle call because the cavalry never came. What a shame, huh? Yep, they died believing help was on the way. And speaking of help was on the way, that's a Bush saying. I'm disappointed in the Bushes. I was for George Bush 100%. Little Georgie. 100%. He had 911 dropped right in his lap. He didn't know whether to poop or go blind. The smart thing he did is he surrounded himself with good military officers. And they put together a package that took out Saddam. Now somebody should send Kim Il-Nook the latest photos of Saddam and Nancy Pelosi's two children, Uday and Kusei. Yeah. They should send them and show them planted on Sandal Hill and tell Kim Il-Nook, this guy talked tough too. What a jerk that guy was. The guy had more money than he would ever need in a lifetime. He had the keys to the bank. He had like 200 cars. There wasn't anything he couldn't get or have. And he decided to bluff and say he had weapons of mass destruction. Now, Gaddafi was smarter. Gaddafi knew what was going to happen to him. So he gave up his WMDs. But the Clintons and the Obamas, under the instructions of the New World Order, took him out. And now look at Libya today. It's another Al-Qaeda base. They took him out. And you remember what Hillary said when she took him out? Laughingly. She laughs a lot when people die. We came, we saw, we killed him. Tee-hee. And then we got Benghazi. And this time Hillary said, who cares how they died? Yep. Chelsea should change her name to Lucky. But anyway, where are we here? Okay, so you look over the Communist Democrat Party, and it was a platform to elect a crook. Now, how can you not have the Republicans had 17 candidates? They had blacks, they had Latinos, they had a Greek, they had Italians, and I'm sure they had a few other nationalities. But they had 17 candidates. And Donald Trump showed up for the first debate, and Fox News tried to kneecap him. Do you remember who was there to put him down? Like a sick dog, Megyn Kelly, who's now on Nothing But Communists, NBC, Chris Wallace, who the Arabs call Kaliwali, this or that. Chris Wallace is a weak person. And Brett Bighead. And Brett Bighead opened up the assault by saying, will you promise tonight you won't start a third party? How's that? And then Kelly came in and called them a sexist. And Chris Wallace threw some other crap in the game. But their goal and their orders were, take them down now. So you know what Trump said when he was asked about the third party? He said, why would I start a third party when I'm taking control of the second one? Yeah. Oh, how the communists hate him. Do you know that both the rhinos, and that's a lot of the Republican Party. Republican Party has no gonads. It's terrible. It's terrible. But anyway, the Republican Party did not expect to win. They had already thrown in the towel. And the Democrat Party thought it was in the bag. They were already partying. And Trump's last debate was hosted by Fox again with the same three people, and they tried to finish him off again. And I'll tell you something else about Fox. On the weekends, they got CNN moles roaming the halls. I'm watching, Trump is in the Pacific, and I'm watching Fox sandbagging him as he goes from Japan to, I think, Vietnam. I hope he goes to the Philippines because we're losing the Philippines. The Philippine hierarchy is making a deal with the Chinese communists. And they'll probably give him a base. And I don't want to see that, and I'll tell you why. Philippines, aside from the Muslim Mindanao, is really devoted to Catholicism. They are, I've seen Filipino grandmas in my church taking the grandsons around and showing the crucifix and telling them what it's all about. They're passing that religion on to unborn generations. And they're great friends of the Americans. They love the USA. And they have died with us in World War II. And many a Filipino girl got a bayonet in the back for giving a GI a cup of water on the death march to Bataan, on the Bataan death march to Camp O'Donnell. How sad. I hope Trump goes to Camp O'Donnell and sees the cross with all the names on it. And we got to put an end to this cross stomping. We got to put an end to this AC Lulu. This AC Lulu was founded by a communist. I think his name was Baldwin. They are wanting to destroy the Constitution. And the real story about separation of church and state is that Thomas Jefferson made a quillo. You know a typo? Well, they had feathers back then. They wrote with quills. And he made a quillo. It was supposed to be separation of church and snake. And you need church in the government. You need the Ten Commandments back. So, having said that, let me see where we are. At that convention where Hillary won, it was like a Stalin. You know, Stalin runs for office and he wins. He gets all the votes. So Hillary won the presidential position to go up against the winner of the Republican Party. Bernie sold out. I believe Bernie was called in and he said, Bernie, you know what we're doing here. And he goes, yeah, I know what you're doing. He goes, well, listen, we got to have somebody to run against Hillary because otherwise it's going to look like a coup d'etat. So Bernie, how about you do us a favor and we'll do you a favor. Yeah, okay. What do you want me to do? Drop out at the last minute at the convention. Oh, okay, that's no problem. By the way, I'm thinking about buying a house. Yeah. And while my wife is putting the only college in the United States out of business. Yeah. And there's a scandal there that nobody wants to go see. Nobody wants to go see. I think the Catholic Church owned that property and they loaned Bernie the money or loaned his wife the money. I don't know, man. But be careful, church. You're on thin ice. Yeah. We'll all be with Jesus and we'll all be in the building. But you may not get listened to. Okay, and so having said that, there was no person of color on the party platform. That is the real party of death to little children, the marijuana to fentanyl party. The first monument they took down was the Ten Commandments. And there's a judge who they destroyed because he wouldn't let them take down the Ten Commandments. So they had him removed. But now he's back. And he brought God with him. And he's got his Ten Commandments. That's Judge Roy Moore. And the rhinos don't want him elected. So you can see, Match McConnell and Paul Rhino, they got to go. They got to go. And I've often said it. I would rather vote for somebody else or from another party than let a rat stay and damage the party that I believe in. And the word conservative doesn't mean much to me anymore. When I saw a lousy Lowry from the National Repuke, a magazine founded by a pothead with a big vocabulary, who passed himself off as a conservative, but went after the John Birch Society, which is the most pro-American organization in the country, and that's why they had to be destroyed. Did you know that the head of the John Birch Society was on that plane? What was the number on that plane? Was it 911 that was shot down by the Russians? The head of the John Birch Society was on that. What did you think about the Polish delegation that landed in Moscow airport and it blew up? The whole delegation died. You don't think that's deja vu, do you? You don't think that's the Katyn Forest massacre all over again, where the Russians murdered 12,000 Polish officers? You know, these are treacherous people. They have no God. They have no rules. We have rules. But the communists took them down and hid them. So the party that wants recreational drugs wants to take you from marijuana to fentanyl. And now they're talking about marijuana in your beer. you're gonna have a Bud Light. You're gonna have to light your beer. Yeah, they took down the Ten Commandments before Confederate statues. And the flag is next, and then the cross. And for 50 years, I've watched the Southland be ridiculed by Pornowood, by the likes of the Wiener Boys. Yeah, unbelievable. Harvey Weinstein. And look what happened to Kevin Spacey. Right? One whisper that he was gay, he was gone. And that's another communist tactic. They pretend to love the gays and support the gays and fight for gay rights. But when they want to destroy you, they out you. They out you. There's a story about a Russian spy who was in the FBI for 30 years. And he was putting in his papers with the KGB and come home and retire. And rather than pay his pension, they turned him over to the FBI. Yeah, these guys have no rules, man. What you think is going to happen logically does not happen logically. Okay. And don't forget, the Democrats threw God out in 2012 at the Satanic Convention. Their theme is no God, no country, no flag, no anthem, and no kids. On a good day, planned slaughterhood kills 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies. Now you think about that figure. The whites are 66% of the population. The blacks are 16% of the population. The whites kill 1,200. The blacks kill 1,100. Do you see the ratio confusion? And 700 Latino Ninos. And that number is dropping fast because people are now not too happy finding out that blue baby blue eyes cost more than brown eyes. 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino Ninos. And the reason the number is dropping faster than the NFL ratings is because someone found the Ten Commandments. The 11th commandment is, thou shalt not pay cash to the Iranians to kill GIs faster than a Democrat Benghazi rescue. Hillary took that 3 o'clock phone call, but she hung up. And the 12th commandment is, thou shalt not kill American bribe money from the Russians and give them uranium to pass along to the Iranians. Notice the communists call both transactions deals. A deal is a deal when both parties benefit. What did America get? We'll jump to a tune. And we're going to go to a dedication to all the family Latinos who swear allegiance to Cristo Rey, who love Cristo Rey and Our Lady of Guadalupe, and who serve this country with pride and honor. And their names are on the walls of all our battlefields, even at the Alamo. They weren't all with Santa Ana. So I'm going to give you a tribute. It's called Above All. Above All means you took the fall and you thought of me above all. Some 16-year-old GI who caught a bullet on the beach in Normandy and never saw his 17th birthday. He lied about his age to serve his country. Let's remember him. And the most popular name on the wall, if I recall right, is Gomez. Popular Latino name. Rodriguez is up there. We're all one and the same. One creator, one country.
Above all else, and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you were.
Above all, I dedicate that tune to the 13 GIs that are going to take their life tonight. Sad tragedy down in San Antone. Turns out that the guy that walked into the Baptist church was a 24, I believe. And this is the news that's coming out. You know, you got to watch the news. When a tragedy happens, they usually withhold information until they can put their spin on it, make the outcome not what it really is. But this, apparently this guy is an Air Force veteran of 24 years. And we'll learn more. He's got an Irish name, it breaks my heart. His last name is Kelly. And it's really sad. You served the Air Force for 24 years and then you go ballistic? I don't get it. We'll find out, we'll learn more, but watch the communist spin. And just remember this, those who want to take your guns away intend to kill you. If they want to take guns away, let them go to the Indian reservations first and let us know how they make out. Yeah, let them go to the ghetto and let us know how you make out. Yeah. The evil people. You know, there's somewhere between 90 million and 320 million guns in this country. When Admiral Yamamoto was asked why he didn't press forward after Pearl Harbor and invade the West Coast, he said, because behind every blade of grass is an American with a rifle. So, you got to keep that in mind. And those who want to take your guns away will kill you. The only reason they're not killing you now is because you got a gun. So tonight, 13 guys, 13 GIs that have PTSD, I'm going to take their lives. Listen to the words of the song. Christ suffered and died, so you don't have to suffer and die. He knows what you're going through. He's gone through it. He sweated blood. Okay? So he knows what you're going through. Go into a church. You don't have to go when it's full, and go in when it's empty. Probably love to see you. Who knows? You may be inspired. You may get a second look at life. Okay, so a couple of things that the Bible talk that come to mind. One of my favorite Bible stories is when Jesus was brought before Pontius Pilate. According to the New Testament, Pilate's wife came to him and said, "Have nothing to do with this man. Have nothing to do with this man. I had a bad dream. Do not be involved with this man." And Pilate said to his wife, "In 2 weeks, nobody will remember his name." So, I come out of church today, and who gets honorable mention? Jesus Christ and Pontius Pilate. Jesus Christ suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. And he rose again. And he rose again. And isn't that what we're all hoping for? Even if you don't believe in God, don't you want to take a shot at rising again? I do. And you know, it's really funny that Pilate said that. And Pilate is right up there with Jesus every Sunday. And both their names, Pilate's name gets mentioned more than Tiberius Caesar, more than Julius Caesar. I mean, Caesar Augustus, he only gets mentioned at Christmas. The whole world should be enrolled. Pontius Pilate, man, he's up there. You think he made heaven? Who knows? Who knows? Okay, let's see what we're going to do. We'll give you a little rock and roll from the 50s when everything was boom, da, boom, boom, boom. Bom 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon dip 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 moon 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 blue moon dip 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 moon moon blue moon dip 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 bom 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 dang 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 ding dong blue moon you saw me standing alone. Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever. Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, boo. Oh, 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 oh,
bomb a 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 dang a dang dang ding a dong ding boom 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 boom
boom boom boom boom boom boom boom. How's your love life? How's your married life? Oh, you don't get married anymore. I forgot. We got married for life. Some fell by the wayside. Some died midst the stranger. And wise men have told us their cause was a failure. Well, I'm lucky. I'm lucky. And God seen the trouble I was getting into, and he gave me a guardian angel. And worked out great. My biggest regret is I didn't know her at 9 years old. I would have married her then. It's really sad, 50% divorce rate in the country, and that's for people that are getting married. That's with papers. Half the marriages are without papers. Hookups, they call them. They're hooking up like a B-52 refueling. The old timers. They had class. You heard what General Kelly said about women. In his day, women were sacred. Sacred. They weren't getting knocked out in elevators by NFL players and dragged out the door by 1 foot. You ever see that scene? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe the day I saw the first black guy punch a woman. I couldn't believe it. He hit her like she was a man. I couldn't believe it. I've seen guys, you know, slap. Man, this guy... He hit this girl. She went down like a sack of flour. I couldn't believe it. No respect. The weaker sex. I guess he doesn't consider them the weaker sex anymore. We're in trouble, girls. We're in big trouble. There are more nuns today than ever before. But they're not in church. They're at home. They're alone. And they're not going to the flesh pots and do laptop dances. Yep, the 60s generation have ruined morality in this country. At least we tried to be moral. But the pill did a lot of damage. And drugs, my God, you haven't seen anything. You have no idea. Do you know that the health plan will never work? The health plan is only going to get more expensive every day because of drugs. Because of the methamphetamines, because of fentanyl. There are going to be more rehab hospitals for drugs than there will be churches in this country. In 2 years... Because of fentanyl, in 2 years, every family will have a drug zombie sitting at the dinner table. And you don't hear about it because anybody that's on the up and up, they're not going to tell you they got a junkie in the house. But they got them. And every day there's more of them. And you know what drugs leads to? Crime. The biggest crime is stealing. When I grew up, I didn't have to go take a drug test to get a job. The guy looked you over. That was it. But with drugs came stealing, came lie detector tests, came drug tests. There's a story going around that New York City cops who have to chauffeur the mayor's wife, ask for transfer because they're afraid they're going to test positive for drugs because she's smoking roofies in the back of the cop car. That's the mayor's wife. It's only a rumor. Can't be proven. And God help the guy that brings it out, if it is true. But we're all in trouble. And there are drug zombies. You see The Walking Dead? I call that the Democrat Party. Yeah, it is really sad. Let me cheer you up with a little tune. Ah, this is a love song. We were talking about love. Where did love go? What happened to love? Was there a girl once in your life that you couldn't live without? Every time she went by, your heart beat faster. You had two pedestals for her. Wasn't there a girl in your life just once? Oh, this is Brazilian. I'm sorry.
Estrelas no céu, mas não pra mim.
You're writing songs of love, but not for me. Okay, they're singing, they're writing songs of love, but not for me. A perfect stars above, but not for me. I had one by the Flamingos that's really beautiful. I got to put it up and play it next time. The girl's singing in Brazilian, in Portuguese. And I have a friend who's a Brazilian girl who came to the United States and became an American citizen. So she went to Brazil and then she came home. Isn't that funny? She went to Brazil and then she came home to the United States. And you know what she told me? Everybody in Brazil hates Trump. I said, how can that be? You're going to tell me that a Javaro Indian up in North Amazon knows Donald Trump? Or that every Brazilian knows about Donald Trump? And she said, yes. And they all hate him. I said, why do they hate him? She says, I argue with them, they don't listen to me. They have one media outlet. It's called, I think it's called Global. And it's run by CNN. And then I say to myself, CNN, they hate Trump. But you know what I worry about? Does CNN hate the United States? Does CNN in their overseas operations really make us look bad to hurt us? You think about that. I think Harvard did a study on the networks and how biased they were. And I wish that same Harvard group would do a study to find out what news outlets overseas from the United States are turning people against the United States. Because we may have a fifth column in this media and not even know it. We see what they lie to us about in the polls. I never seen a decent poll yet. The only polls I trust are my polls, two Polish dancers, Natasha and Wanda. And they say Trump is going to sweep clean in 2018. And that's what we need. Remember, the Democrats thought it was in the bag. That's why they were all crying that night and committing suicide. The rhinos thought it was in the bag for the Democrats, and they didn't fight. Trump won it by himself with the help of the people, with the help of the coal miners in Kentucky, with the help of people in Ohio, with the help of the average little guy, with the help of the military, And I'll tell you something, you ain't going to throw Trump out of office, because there's two groups of people that will not let him be taken. One is the military and the other is the police. He's got two strong allies there. And they're not going to let anybody depose this man. And never forget this. 50% of the country already will not fight for it for any reason. That leaves 50%. 25% are communists and the other 25% are Trumpeteers. And it only took 25% of the country to throw the Brits out. Now they're coming back because they ruined their country and now they want to come ruin ours. Except for guys like Stu Barney and his buddy, his sidekick. Yeah, there are some good Brits, but beware. Remember, the Brits already lost their country to Islam. Yep. So, the Democrats thinking they were going to, it was a walk-in. It was going to be a political coup d'etat. And they were going to have 8 more years of Obama light. But God chose Trump. El Trumpo. The grand tweeter. Oh, they hate him when he tweets. You know why? Because they have to wait for him to say what he's going to say so they can compete against it. So we got Trump. But the Democrats never destroyed any evidence of their collusion with the Russians because they thought that it wouldn't matter because they were controlling the books. But Trump said, let's see the books. So all of a sudden they had a jackhammer, computers, right? Imagine having your, you had a secret server, where, in a luncheonette? I don't know where the mob is, boy. They could have made a bundle. And speaking of the mob making bundles, did you know New York had to shut down off-track betting because they were losing money? The mob ran it since Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony. And they always made money. And the government took it over, thinking they were going to line their pockets, which they did. And that's the reason it went down. And they had to shut it down. So guess what happened? The mob offered to buy it back from them. And they wouldn't sell it. They pulled a Colin Kaepernick. If I can't play football, nobody can play football. Yeah. Colin Kaepernick. You're going to find out. Colin Kaepernick is the Fidel Castro of football. You're going to find out he's pro-commie. He's already wearing Che Guevara underwear. Panties. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the NFL let him do it. The owners let him do it. That's what we got. We got to bring the draft back. And I hear people starting to talk about it. You know what happened in France in World War I? You know when they instituted the draft? The day the Germans were in the woods outside of Paris. And they took everybody on the streets and in the nightclubs and put them in taxi cabs and sent them to the front line in suits. And that could very well happen here. I often say if somebody come out of their house, some of these touchy-feely people come out of the house and saw Russian tanks and Chinese road guards, they think it was a parade. So, we're going to do... We're going to do, being today Sunday, we're going to do a tribute to great Americans who gave their all so that you and I could complain about secondhand smoke.
Here
Next time somebody uses the word left wing, ask them, what do you mean by left wing? Do you mean communist? And watch them stammer. You know what a right winger is to the communist? A Christian. You know what an extreme right winger is? Billy Graham. Mother Teresa. Yeah. We're in trouble. We've been brainwashed. You better check your left ear, behind your left ear, see if there's a drain plug there. If there's no drain plug, that means you're all full up with communist propaganda. It's really sad. Everybody's afraid to use the word communist because you'll be labeled a McCarthyite. And Hollywood played up anti-McCarthy sentiment. And they said that McCarthy went after Hollywood. He never went after Hollywood. He went after the Army. He went after the State Department. He went after government agencies. But if you want to see somebody, you want to see a communist movement go after the Southland, watch the movies that the Southland makes about Hollywood, Pornowood, I call it. Pornowood makes about the Southland. If you want an example of how Hollywood, when Hollywood depicts the Southland as, you'd have to see their latest hit, Deliverance. And they'll have you believing that every Southerner is like that. And here's something to think about. 350,000 white Americans wearing the blue uniform of the Union died to free the slaves. Some boys as young as 16. Nobody ever said thank you. Now they want to take the cross down on the World War I Memorial. And I said 30 years ago, when the last World War II veteran is dead, the communists will rewrite history. And sure enough, they're doing it. And they play the slave card and the race card. Slaves have been around since at least the Roman Empire. The slaves were around in the days of the Bible. There are rules in the Torah about how to treat a slave. So, if you're not strong enough to protect yourself, you will become a slave. Beware of touchy-feely. The touchy-feely is checking you out. The Vikings in the 800s brought white slaves to Africa. The Irish were slaves for 700 years to the British. They couldn't even own the land they were born on. And they're still not a united island. They got six counties that are still in the hands of the crown. It is sad. It is really sad. And on the other side, the southern boys were mostly farmers. The south was all agricultural. Cotton was a big crop, and so were foods. And only 6% of Confederates owned slaves. And the third largest slave owner was black, from New Orleans. And he was the meanest. So, 350,000 southern boys died on the other side, defending their land. Defending their homeland. Because the Yankees were down there, burning it all. What would you expect them to do? They didn't fight for slaves. They had no slaves. They were all sharecroppers. They didn't even own the land that they worked. You ever see pictures of the Southern Confederate soldier? Many of them don't even have shoes. Oh, well, they like that. They like to walk around. Yeah. And it's always the northern slime comedian who mocks Christ, mocks the South. Those are communist comedians, folks. SNL is downhill all the way. They went from speedballing cocaine into terrible comedy. Look at Kathy Griffin with the head of Trump. Imagine if somebody had a picture of Obama with a noose around his neck. How do you think that would go over? Oh, well, he's a comedian. He can get away with that. Ain't nobody getting away with that. Yeah. And when David Letterman said that Sarah Palin's daughter should have got raped in the seventh inning stretch, and he told that to 2 million of viewers, Sarah Palin's husband should have taken him hunting up on the North Slope just before the winter closes in. Yeah, you don't want to go where you're pushing the envelope, folks. You do not want to go there. Because I'll tell you one thing about Americans. Even the ones that don't know it and think they're kumbaya people, it's kind of hard to sing kumbaya when you're gargling blood as your throat is being cut by an Allahu Akbar boy. Americans are slow to anger, but when they blow, they're slow to get over it. You don't want to push that envelope. And don't take that George Soros money and think that he's going to save you. He's only using you. You're just another big body for him to catch a bullet. Having said that, we will say sayonara, and I'll close with an Al Jolson song. Al Jolson was Jewish, and I have an Al Jolson song that is the State of Israel anthem, Hatikva. And it really aches as he sings it. It's really beautiful. I don't understand Hebrew, but I understand sound and love and strain and heartache. But here's Al singing about the Southland. And they made fun of him because he dressed up as a minstrel, a black minstrel. But he loved their music, and he loved their ways. But today, he's a racist.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's drumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks here. D-I-X-I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks here. D-I-X, I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. up north will see me no more when I get to that 20.
I had two thoughts before I leave you. One is I watched Dinesh D'Souza's 1 hour lecture down in North Carolina at a university down there. Fantastic. Fantastic. The guy loves this country more than the Democrat Party. And I also went to see Sean Hannity's movie, and it was good. I mean, for the money that they had to make the movie, it was good. It had a good theme. Love prevailed. Love was in it all the way. And it showed a man coming back to God. A guy who had lost a lot. And it was very good. And I sent Sean a tweet. I said, Sean, get with Mel Gibson and do an American history truth, starting with Christopher Columbus and how this nation came to be and why we could lose it in a heartbeat. And Gibson and Sean, and I said, save a little comedy routine for me. See, my example of a comedy routine would be late-breaking news. President Trump just issued an order that the Clintons will be allowed to bring back their offshore money and not pay taxes on it. Yeah. But anyway. Oh, and another one would be Hillary Clinton just signed a 10 to 20 year contract with NBC for a culinary show. And the title of the show is going to be Cooking with Hillary at Fort Leavenworth. And El Chapo is going to do the veggies. And the Harvey Weinstein is going to do the cream spinach. I went too far. I'm sorry. I suffer from the three D's, dirty, disgusting Democrats. But anyway, if I had my way, I would have my own Academy Awards. I'd call them the American Academy Awards, and Mel Gibson would win everything: best director, best producer, best male actor, best female actor. He'd win them all. He'd win everything. You know who plays Hollywood a lot? The Congress. Their favorite Academy Award line is the envelope, please. Okay, we're going out with the Star Spangled Banner. And if it's mine, it's a vinyl record. And it's made by the original cast of World War II. And if you hear, you're going to hear like 70 scratches in this record. And every scratch represents 8,000 men who died in as quick a time as it took to make that scratch. So bear with me. And just remember, these guys were all alive when this song was played. Yeah, it's doing taps first. You can hear the scratches. Wait till you hear the roar of the ocean. Have a nice night, folks. God keep you safe.